Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And today's show is one that actually we came up with on the spur of the moment. I was doing some checking for one of our recent shows of November, and I was looking at some of the runs, and I thought, I wonder how many shows have run over, say, 3,000 or 5,000 performances. And I started playing with that, and we came up with a list of, I think, 16 shows, two of them that weren't on Broadway, that have had sizable runs. And these are the top runners, and some of them are still playing now, so those runs will increase. So these are the box office bonanza winners, except for No Fantastics, because that played so far off Broadway, and that was a shame, and Ted and I argued about it, and he won, unfortunately.
Two of these box office champions were shows of December, and we mentioned them last week. The Lion King, which has played over 8,000 performances and is still going strong, and Jersey Boys, which had a run of 4,642 performances. The show we're going to start with is A Chorus Line, which moved to Broadway after a very successful run at the Public Theater. It opened on July 25, 1975, closed on April 28, 1990, and had a run of 6,137 performances, its first time on Broadway. It's been back. We're going to a song called One. No, not the big finale, but the version in which the dancers are learning what they have to do while singing this song.
Yeah.
from the original cast recording of A Chorus Line by Hamlisch and Kleban, you heard One performed by the entire company.
Sometimes revivals do far better than the originals, and that's the case with the next show. And that show is Chicago. The original only ran for 936 performances. I say only. That was a pretty good run. But so far, this revival, which started as a part of the Encore series, has been running for about 8,698 performances. So it's doing very, very well. It opened on November 14th, 1996 on Broadway and has been going strong ever since, both here and around the world, which is nice in this pared-down, very lingerie-esque version of the musical. From this Chicago revival from 1996, that cast we have Anne Reinking and B.B. Newworth with My Own Best Friend.
There's only one person who can help you now, Roxy.
There's only one person you can count on now, Velma.
And now, Miss Roxy Hart and Miss Velma Kelly sing a song of unrelenting determination and unmitigated ego.
One thing I know.
One thing I know.
And I've always
known. I've always known.
I am my own.
I am my own.
Baby's alive.
Baby's alive.
But baby's alone.
Baby's alone.
And baby's her own.
Baby's her own.
Best friend. Many's the guy who told me he cares. But they were scratching my back, 'cause I was scratching theirs. Trust and
luck.
That's only for fools.
Only for fools.
I play in a
I
game.
Play in a game
where I make the rules. And rule number one, from here to the end, is I am my own best friend.
From the revival of Chicago, you heard Anne Reinking and B.B. Newworth with My Own Best Friend.
Beauty and the Beast started as a movie musical, an animated movie musical, and it was written by the same people who wrote Little Shop of Horrors. But when Beauty and the Beast, the stage musical, decided to open, it didn't have the lyricist from the film because he had already died, and Tim Rice stepped in to work with Alan Menken, and this was one of the new songs they produced for Beauty and the Beast, which opened on April 18, 1994, and closed on July 29, 2007, with a run of 5,461 performances. From the 1994 Broadway cast, we're going to hear Susan Egan sing one of those new songs, and it's called Home.
Yes, I made the choice. For Papa, I will stay.
But I don't deserve to lose my freedom in this way, you monster. If you think that what you've done is right, well then, you're a fool. Think again. Is this home? Is this where I should learn to be happy? Never dreamed that a home could be dark and cold. I was told every day in my childhood, even when we grow old, it's far, far away. Home is too. Is this home? Is this what I must learn to believe in? Try to find something good in this tragic place. Just in case I should stay forever held in this empty space. Oh, but that won't be easy. I know the reason why. My heart's far, far away. Home's a lie. What I'd give to return to the life that I knew.
From the original cast recording of Beauty and the Beast, you heard Susan Egan sing Home. We hope you're listening to this broadcast as a financially supporting member of whatever public radio station you listen to. Public radio needs your dollars, and public radio could not exist without your financial support.
When Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cats opened, it was subtitled Now and Forever. Well, in the United States, Forever lasted 7,485 performances. It opened on October 7, 1982, and ran to September 10, 2000. The revival of the Cats, well, it's not going to do anywhere near that.
Forever is shorter.
Forever is going to be about 600 performances. It's closing on December 30th. So from Cats, the original Broadway cast recording, we're going to listen to Terrence Mann and the Company with a song we haven't played that often, the Rum Tum Tugger.
If you offer me pheasant, I'd rather have grouse. If you put me in a house, I would much prefer a flat. If you put me in a flat, then I'd rather have a house. If you set
set me on a mouse, then I only want a rat. If you set me on a rat, then I'd rather trace a mouse. Sit. And there isn't any need for me to shout it.
For he will do as he do, do.
And there's no doing anything about it.
The rum-tum trogger is a terrible bore.
Oh, will you let me in? Then I want to go out. I'm always on the wrong side of every door. As I'm at home, then I like to get about.
I like to lie in the bureau drawer,
but I make such a fuss if I can't get out.
Tum 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 tugger is a curious cat,
and there isn't any need for you to doubt it.
For he will do as he do, do.
And there's no doing anything about wow wow it. My disobliging ways are a matter of a habit.
If you offer me fish, then I always want to feast. When there isn't any fish, then I won't eat rat.
If you offer me cream, then I sniff and sniff. For I only like what I find for myself. So you catch me in it right up to my ears if you put it away on a larder shelf. I enjoy it like a horrible
need for me to spout it.
For he will do as he do.
And there's no doing anything about
it.
From the original Broadway production of Cats, which ran 7,485 performances, that was The Rum Tum Tugger, performed by Terrence Mann and the company.
Our next show is a musical that Michael and I saw on both sides of the Atlantic, and I also very much like its film version. That's Mamma Mia, which opened on October 18, 2001, and closed on September 12, 2015. After 5,758 performances. There is an original cast recording, which says on the booklet in the front of the CD case, original Broadway cast, but we found out that isn't true.
It took me so long to convince Ted that this was not the Broadway cast, but it was the London cast with a new cover on it. I don't know why they did that. Some of the musicals that we'll get to, there's a reason the stars came over with it. In this case, they just mislabeled or relabeled the Broadway, the London cast, and I think that's really sneaky.
Of course, the score for Mamma Mia features a plethora of hits by ABBA, and people went out singing the songs after the performance because they already knew them.
And there is going to be a sequel called Here We Go Again right now, starring Cher. It's going to be a film version. So more ABBA is coming into your life.
We are going to hear Mamma Mia, the title song, sung by Siobhan McCarthy and the company.
Well, I'd love to stop and chat, but I have to go and clean out my handbag or something.
Age does not wither her.
I was expecting a rather stout matron.
Nah, she's still Donna.
Mamma Mia, you heard Siobhan McCarthy and the company do the title song by ABBA.
We almost had a double with our next show, because 42nd Street opened originally on Broadway on August 25th, 1980, ran to January of 1989, and chalked up 3,486 performances. Its revival, which opened in May of 2001, chalked up 1,524, so it made it halfway to our cutoff of 3,000. So that's pretty good for the musical to come back and still be that popular. We were really happy for it because it is such a happy show. The song we've chosen this time from this Warren and Dubin score, which was culled from many different places, not just the film of 42nd Street, is You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me. Here's its originator on stage, Tammy Grimes.
I don't know exactly how it started, but it started in fun. I just wanted someone to be gay with, to play with someone. But now I realize that I could never let you go, and I've come to tell you so. Every kiss, every hug seems to act just like a drug. Getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms. I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think our love was something that I could take or leave alone. But now I couldn't do without my supply. I need you for my own. Oh, I can't break away. I must have you every day. Regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. Coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me.
From the original Broadway company of 42nd Street, that was Tammy Grimes with You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And you're listening to Box Office Champions on The Dress Circle.
Our next box office champion had over 3,000 performances in its first run, but it has been back on Broadway successfully four times since then. Fiddler on the Roof opened on September 22, 1964, and closed on July 2, 1972, and the first run was 3,242 performances. I will bet almost everybody knows all the songs already from Fiddler on the Roof by Bach and Harnack.
We've played just about all of them over the years we've been on the air.
More than once. So we decided to play you a song that you may never have heard, and it's performed in a live concert performance by one of its creators, Sheldon Harnick. And this comes from the bonus tracks from the most recent reissue of the very first original cast. Here is an introduction and then a song from Fiddler on the Roof, which was cut, called When Messiah Comes.
Along the way, we dropped a number of songs from Fiddler. One was a song that made a large part of the audience uneasy. I seem to have a talent for that. The song was called When Messiah Comes. It occurred towards the end of Act Two, where Tevye and the villagers have been ordered to leave Anatevka. Someone says, wouldn't this be a good time for the Messiah to come? And Tevye and the others did the lyric I'll sing for you in a moment. I felt that it was a perfectly valid and somewhat bittersweet notion to have Tevye present a picture of the Messiah as having a guilty conscience. But apparently many of the audience found the notion irreligious. Others were uneasy because they weren't certain how to react. For all I know, you'll feel uneasy too. When Messiah comes, he will say to us, I apologize that I took so long. But I had a little trouble finding you, over here a few and over there a few. You were hard to reunite, but everything is going to be all right. Up in heaven there, how I wrung my hands when they exiled you from the promised land. Into Babylon you went like castaways on the first of many, many moving days. What a day and what a blow. How terrible I felt, you'll never know. Since that day, many men said to us, get thee out. Kings they were, gone they are. We're still here. When Messiah comes, he will say to us, don't you think I know what a time you've had? Now I'm here, you'll see how quickly things improve. You won't have to move unless you want to move. You shall never more take flight. Yes, everything is going to be all right. When Messiah comes, he will say to us, I was worried sick if you'd last or not. And I spoke to God and said, would that be fair if Messiah came and there was no one there? And the Lord replied to me, wait, everything will be all right, you'll see. Many times, many men took our homes, took our lives. Kings they were, gone they are. We're still here. When Messiah comes and his reign begins, truth and justice then shall appear on earth. But if this reward we would be worthy of, we must keep our covenant with God above. So be patient and devout, and gather up your things and get thee out.
Sheldon Harnick sang When Messiah Comes, not from the original cast recording of Fiddler on the Roof.
Our next musical opened on October 30th, 2003, and is still going strong in several countries around the world, and that's Stephen Schwartz's Wicket, as most people around here say. And I enjoyed the book much more than I did the musical, although I love the music in the show because they had to leave so much out. If you get a chance, read the book. It's right now going at about 5,800 and maybe 62 performances, because the stats I have here were as of October 15th. So it's well on its way to 5,900 performances. We have used so many of the songs and had got into an argument with himself about, should it be Idina Menzel singing, should it be Kristen Chenoweth? So we have one of their duets that I don't think we've played before. Well, maybe we have recently, but we still like it. It's called What Is This Feeling? And this is when Elphaba and Galinda, as they are known at this point, meet first at their university called Shiz. Here are Kristen Chenoweth and Idina Menzel.
Dearest, darlingest Momsie and Popsicle.
My dear father.
There's been some confusion over rooming here at Shiz.
But of course I'll care for NASA.
But of course I'll rise above it. For I know that's how you'd want me to respond, yes. There's been some confusion, for you see, my roommate is unusually and exceedingly peculiar and altogether quite impossible to describe.
Blonde.
What is this feeling so sudden and new?
I felt the moment I laid eyes on you.
My pulse is rushing.
My head is reeling.
My face is flushing.
What is this feeling? Fervid as a flame. Does it have a name? Yes.
Loathing. Unadulterated loathing.
For your face.
Your voice.
Your clothing.
Let's just say, I loathe it all. Every little trait, however small, makes my very flesh begin to crawl with simple utter loathing. There's a strange exhilaration in such total detestation.
That was Kristen Chenoweth with Idina Menzel with What Is This Feeling?
Our next box office champion is Les Miserables, which opened on March 12, 1987, and closed on May 18, 2003, with a run of 6,680 performances. Michael and I first saw the show in London, and we saw it almost every Thursday in London because that was the only musical that had a matinee on Thursdays.
And we could get seats in the very last row of the Palace Theater, which is very high up, for about $4. And it didn't matter. We had seen the show. We could see it. We could hear it so well from up there.
It was amazing. The acoustics were perfect.
So we've seen this maybe 25 to 30 times, I would think.
We're going to hear the original Jean Valjean, Colm Wilkinson, sing Bring Him Home.
Gordon High. in my need. You have always been there. He's young, he's afraid. Let him rest. Heaven bless. Bring him home. Bring him home. Bring him home. He's like the sun I might have known if God had granted me a son. The sun must die one by one. How soon they fly on and on. And I am old and will be gone. Bring him peace. Bring him joy. He is young, he is only a boy. You can take, you can give. Let him be, let him live. If I die,
Colm Wilkinson from the 1987 original cast recording of Les Miserables on two CDs sang Bring Him Home.
On Valentine's Day 1972, Grease opened on Broadway, and I believe Grease had its beginnings in a garage someplace. The show is much different than any of its revivals. The revivals are these brightly colored, silly things. The original show was actually more of a commentary on what the slackers were like during this time in life. Different show entirely, and I wish it would go back to its origins. It's a much better show. It closed on April 13th, 1980, after 3,388 performances. We're going back to that original 1972 cast, not for Barry Bostwick, but for the Sandy Dombrowski, Carol Demus. And as the voice on the radio, you'll hear Kathy Moss with one of my favorite songs, Raining on Prom Night.
I was deprived of a young girl's dream by the cruel force of nature from the blue. Instead of a night full of romance supreme, all I got was a runny nose and Asiatic flu. It's raining on prom night. My hair is a mess. It's running all over my taffeta dress. It's quilting, the quilting in my maiden form. And mascara flows
right down my nose because of the storm. I don't even have my corsage. Oh, gee, it fell down a sewer with my sister's ID.
It's raining.
Yes, it's raining. On prom night. Oh, my darling, what can I do? I miss you. It's raining rain from the skies, and it's raining real tears from my eyes over you. Oh, dear God, make him feel the same way I do right now. Make him want to see me again. Oh, what can I do?
From the original cast of Grease, Kathy Moss and Carol Demus with It's Raining on Prom Night.
Our next box office champion is Jonathan Larson's Rent, which opened on April 29, 1996, after a run off Broadway, and closed on September 7, 2008, and it had 5,123 performances. The original cast recording, which is a 2-CD set, has a song both at the beginning and the end of CD 2. CD 2 starts with the cast singing Seasons of Love, and CD 2 ends with the cast plus Stevie Wonder singing Seasons of Love, the most popular song from Rent. And we're going to hear it without Stevie.
Man!
Miss Saigon opened on April 11, 1991 and ran for 4,092 performances. And this is another show we saw in London, and this is another show that didn't have a Broadway cast recording because its two major stars, Lea Salonga and Jonathan Pryce, came over with the show. So we have Lea Salonga from the original London company to sing I'd Give My Life for You.
Cradled in my arms, you asking as little as you can. Little snip of a little man. I know I'd give my life for you. You didn't ask me to be born. You, why should you learn of war or pain? To make sure you're not hurt again, I swear I'll give my life for you. I've tasted love beyond all fear, and you should know it's love that brought you here. And in one perfect night, when the stars burned like new, I knew what I must do. Be who you want to be. You can choose whatever heaven grants. As long as you can have your chance, I swear I'll give my life for you. Sometimes I wake up reaching for him, I feel his shadow brush my head, but there's just moonlight on my bed. Was he a ghost? Was he a lie that made my body laugh and cry? Then by my side, the proof I see, his little one, God's of the sun, bring him to. I swear I'll give my life for you. No one can stop what I must do. I swear I'll give my life for you.
The all-time box office champ on Broadway is The Phantom of the Opera. After a successful opening in London, it opened on Broadway on January 26, 1988, and it's still going strong after over 12,000 performances. From the recording from London, which passes as the Broadway cast album, we're going to be hearing the final song called The Point of No Return. You'll hear Sarah Brightman, Michael Crawford, and Steve Barton.
Monsieur, I bid you welcome
Did you think that I would harm her? Why should I make her pay for the sins which I was? Order your fine horses now. Raise up your hand to the level of your eyes. Nothing can save you now, except perhaps Christine. Use me and you send your lover to his death. This is your choice. This is the point of no return.
The tears I might have shed for your dark fate grew cold and turned to tears of
That's it for our champs, and next week for Thanksgiving, we'll have some Broadway turkeys. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from The Dress Circle.
The Dress Circle is produced weekly by Otnacki Productions at WWFM, original service of Mercer County Community College, Trenton, New Jersey.